Luke's fingers have angel dust on them. That's really brave. To do hardcore drugs in that open area.
It's on bread.
That's like some angel dust on rye.
Designer. Sandwiches.
What you got there? Credit card application?
Nothing for a podcast.
What?
It's secret. Jeff Greason.
My credit card number is. That's a Visa with expiration. What?
Oh, yeah.
So, my credit card companies, I've heard them on the radio, different ones saying, you know, if you, as long as you report it quickly, they won't charge you or anything for fraudulent purchases on your credit card. But what if you, like, make your credit card easily stealable? Like, you go into chat rooms and you're like, here's my credit card number and expiration date and all the information you need. And
as long as you report it.
It's like,
but why do you want to go through all that hassle?
Yeah. That's, I guess that's the big deal.
For a big joke?
Yeah.
Some big laughs. Identity theft?
Might as well put your balls in a mouse trap and get MTV to record it.
Like, hey, you can go buy that TV. It's on me. I just reported it stolen. And cancel the card right after that purchase.
The badges from TI.
It's called fraud.
Fraud.
They're postage guaranteed. It's like you can just drop a badge from TI into the mailbox and it'll get mailed back to TI.
You can drop your keys in the mail and it'll get back to you. As long as you have those that tag. From the grocery store.
The burglars will leave them in the door lock.
What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your car keys? If you have one of those grocery store tags on them.
Really?
Yup.
I was not aware of that.
The temporary tags at NASA are the same way. They've got a little thing on the back. If found, please drop in mailbox.
Right. I want to try and get everyone at TI to mail theirs back. Like, drop them in the mailbox on Friday.
On the way out.
Yep. But it would only cost like $30,000, so. As those things go, it would be so spectacular.
Yeah. I don't say what happens to people that do that. Especially if everyone does it on purpose.
We don't need you to test this.
Have you seen those reward if found stickers you can buy at Best Buy?
No.
Apparently it's just some service that sells you a sheet of stickers. It has a serial number on it. And there's a website URL on them too that you stick on cameras and cell phones. And if you somehow lose it and somebody finds it and sees that sticker on there, they go on to the website and enter in that serial number, and then whatever happens from there, I don't know, but it says reward if found kind of thing on the sticker itself.
Right.
But I don't know who pays out the reward, if you're obligated to pay out the reward, or when you pay the $30 to get those stickers, you bought into some insurance policy or something.
Hmm.
Maybe. So I wonder if you can make money off of that. I found this sticker. It was on a cell phone? Yes. I'm sure you have to register your purchase or something. Like, after you buy the stickers, it's like you have to go in and enter your sheet code so that you can register all the numbers on that sheet.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. That's obviously a step.
You have to get somebody else to do it. But yeah, I found all his stuff. I found like 30 of those stickers. They're all attached to this one piece of paper.
Yeah, good. Is the show still in contract negotiations with Chad? That's why we...
Yeah,
he's holding out for more money.
Yeah. I told you we should have negotiated together.
Are you guys producers?
You will not be the Sarah Jessica Parker of this show, Chad.
As long as I'm the Joey. Guy who just gets the mic without doing anything. Eh, whatever. I'm just part of the group. Whatever you guys get, I'll get. Yeah, the same. I'm all for that. Chad gets back on Thursday, right?
Or yes.
He comes back Thursday.
Comes back Wednesday. So we got home yesterday at like 4:30. And then I played KOTOR for like 4 hours straight. Courtney's like, have you been playing this?
8:30 in the morning?
No.
So you didn't sleep last night?
No, we got in at 5:30 yesterday afternoon.
Oh.
And I played till like 9. No, we got in at 4:30 and I played till like 8:30 or 9. She's like, have you been playing this the whole time since we got back? I was like, yeah, pretty much. I was like, I'm going to stop you for you, and then I'm going to save. And then I'm going to take the disc out and give it to you, and you're not going to let me have it all week. Just so damn addictive.
What were you doing for 4 hours in the game? What were you doing in the game for 4 hours? Like,
just going to Galaxy.
Missions or?
Yeah, it's like a role-playing game.
Oh.
Except Star Wars.
What were your missions?
Nothing horribly interesting. It is sufficient to say that I chose to be evil. And so I was totally killing.
Nothing terribly interesting. You just held your attention for 4 hours straight.
I don't think it's worth.
It's fun to play, not to talk about. No.
Not, well, I mean, I'm like 37 or 38 hours into the game, so. We haven't played seven much in. We went to Austin on Saturday and came back Sunday. We went to like went to Barton Springs, which is like a pool. It's in a it's all spring fed.
It's freaking freezing cold.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's very, very cold. Once you get in like shoulder deep, then it's okay.
Your body's completely numb.
You know,
yeah.
It's your net retreat from being in your throat in the first time.
Yeah, once your nads reach about your lungs, then you're fine. So that was pretty cool.
Cool or cool?
Both.
As cool or cooler than?
It was not as cool as the water temperature, but it was definitely cooler than the air outside.
That's hot.
That's indeed. Hot? Wait.
And we tried to go see the bats fly out under the bridge, but got there after the initial run had left, so we just saw like swarms off in the distance and some that were like flying around. a light pole.
You do that for a new Batman movie?
Yeah, I was like, this is Batman Begins, Courtney. We're watching it right now. Right here.
It started as a little bat.
Yeah, it blew out under the Congress cave. No, but Amy wanted, they're like, okay, what are we going to do tonight? And that's just at Sixth Street. Amy's like, Sixth Street's like the West End. Like, only tourists go there. We should go here. And so we ended up...
some dark alley where a bunch of winos are.
No, there's no winos in Austin. Only hippies. Wino hippies.
A rose by any other name.
We ended up walking like halfway across Austin. It was so stupid.
Now, Sixth Street isn't just for tourists. Right?
Hmm?
That's not true. Like, Sixth Street is kind of a big... a lot of people go there.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if it's not like the place to be. But
yeah, yeah.
If it's not like... I'm sure that Austinites don't find it particularly...
huh?
Awesome.
Maybe not as awesome as tourists, but still kind of like the place everybody goes.
The vellum of Austin.
I think it's probably closer to that analogy. But she was like, yeah, we can take this free bus to Dillo over here. Which I never saw one of them at all.
I hate that song.
So, we walked halfway across Austin for nothing. It was stupid.
Where did you guys end up going?
Nowhere.
We ended up going all the way back. We took a cab back to where we ate dinner, which is where we pretty much where we started walking from.
Hmm.
And went to this bar over there. And our hotel was on 4th Street by the convention center.
Hmm. Why were you there?
We were going to go to a Dachshund meetup picnic thing, but that got canceled because it was going to be so hot.
You're going to eat Dachshund?
Yes.
Dachshund picnic.
The wiener roast.
Hot dog.
But that got canceled, but Courtney still had to take a dog down there and then pick up a dog on Sunday. So we just stayed Saturday.
Swap meet?
Or did stuff. No, she dropped off a foster. She got a foster Friday night, dropped it off Saturday, and then we picked up a new one.
Was it warm and flat by that time?
No.
What are you guys talking about? Dachshund? Like
a dog.
Like Dachshund?
No.
Dachshund?
Yes. The band
Dachshund. Dachshund Picnic.
Dachshund Picnic. Enunciate.
Enunciate. Alright. Gross income, annual income is...
read us some contracts!
Is, what? Is that...
gross income? I think that's...
Before
taxes. Before taxes.
All the monies you own, including money stuffed down your pants. What's it,
quarters up your...
dividends. Yeah.
Like, gross is before, net is after.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much do you have before the government gets their share? Like,
how much do you have even if you can't spend it?
Yeah. How much do you get that you have, instead of asking, like, how much do you have left over after taxes and after your withholding?
You're the bank. You're almost the government. You know this. Don't ask me.
Once they have your social, they really shouldn't have to ask you anything else. So around the credit history and stuff.
Does the real credit card have your name written in a 24-point font like that one does?
Down in the corner.
The stripe is a URL.
It looks up your name on that website.
The stripe is like a tiny URL, so it's just like tinyurl.com/AGA74B. Oh, I couldn't log into my virtual machine. And it turned out it was because it hadn't been migrated to the new domain. But I like actually got the admins to help me like right away. Like I almost got the stare of
Well, the problem is that they're not doing anything right now. They're not like having to migrate 50,000 computers or change an exchange server 4 times because they can't get DNS stuff correctly.
So you're saying like if that happened like 2 weeks ago, they would have been like...
Yeah, exactly. Now they got solitaire. Oh, and even then, if they're bored with that, and that was last week.
Man, I so
Spider solitaire?
Online solitaire.
Checkers every time.
Competitive solitaire.
Ooh, Vegas rules. Offshore solitaire gambling. Offshore Las Vegas style solitaire.
Who really wins in that
That's
bracket?
What they had in, what was that, Vegas Vacation? Was it Vegas Vacation or was it some other vacation that they ended up going to some in like Indian casino or something like that? Or some really crappy out of town, like out of downtown casino where all their table games were like, what number am I thinking? And they had the guy behind there doing things and they had a pick which hand. They had a,
that'd be fun.
The other one.
That'd be awesome. Pick which hand.
Ooh. Shell game. No shell game.
What were we just talking about? Some game of chance.
Solitaire?
Yeah, they had solitaire as one of the table games.
Nice.
Very nice.
You can, there's a... Or is that Free Cells I'm thinking of? There was some game that I've played like that. It's a single-player game that you can play with...
Multiplayer?
No, you play, like, where you can win and lose money. By... You, like, pay to... Like, you pay, like, $50 to play, and then you get, like, so many dollars per card or something like that that you clear out of the stack. And so it's, like... The amount you pay is, like, the average, I guess. Or slightly over the average that people clear, so...
Yeah.
They end up making money on it.
Oh no, wait.
Get that hard song.
Make it stop.
What are you playing?
This is like a Bomberman clone. Less music.
Yeah, there
we go. More not suck. So in theory, you can like Bluetooth this game to people and play over Bluetooth. It's like a Bomberman clone.
I don't... Luke, you have Bluetooth or something, don't you?
No.
Yeah. But even then, wouldn't you have to run it on a Symbian Nokia or something?
Yeah, you would.
Probably that. The only bad model.
Play with all your friends who have this exact same phone.
I read this guy's website. He's like, there's like a million Symbian phones out there. You're stupid if you're not developing for Symbian. I was like, dude, like how many people who have a Symbian phone even notice they can like put other apps on it?
Yeah.
I just blew stuff up. Oh, I just got killed by a slug inchworm.
You been getting those eBay credit card applications? I don't know if I've been getting that because of eBay activity or
Google Wallet. Google Wallet?
Yes, those are two English words.
You ever heard about that?
No.
I read about that.
Is it like Passport?
No.
It's like PayPal.
Oh.
But not without all the annoying fees, maybe?
but without all the phishing attempts, except for next week.
Yeah.
By next week, there'll be Google Wallet phishing
attempts. Then there's Google Fly Phishing Dumbwaiter Pants. It'll be coming out. You need a Google
Index your pants.
Yeah. Google USB speaker system.
Oh, that thing that was on one of the gadget sites.
Yeah. Google, like Yahoo, put their name on a bunch of crappy consumer electronics. I think Google's about to do it too, or have been doing it. I don't know if that's maybe just some swag.
Yeah.
That they had. Or it's just
that is going to hurt their stock price.
Dude, like eBay's stock price went down like 3 or 4% because of this Google Wallet stuff.
Yeah, like Google's stock price was like 290 something last week.
88, man.
People got in at 88.
It's what they were initially priced at. They're like, whoa, holy shit, $88. That's
300. They're like,
And there's no stopping. It's like 1998 all over again.
Yeah. I'm sure a $300 piece of stock is worth every penny.
What do you think is that, like, it is, though? I don't understand, though. They get so much money. It's all ad revenue, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
But
you see the Google Maps change?
It's worldwide.
Yeah, the worldwide Google Maps. As long as you're just looking at the whole world.
Can you look at the whole world?
Yeah, but once you zoom into, like,
different
any kind of useful resolution, it got changes to a, we do not have this resolution available for this area.
So what, they have, like, what you can see on a world map?
Yeah, basically. A little bit better than that, but you can zoom in some. But there are different areas in the United States that are different resolutions.
Yeah.
And you zoom in on Texas, you see like these different colors, and I was like, well, what's the difference there? So I zoom in on that border, and it's like one side's just low resolution, and so the other side.
Do you really need 1 meter resolution pictures of cows in a field?
Exactly.
You can almost see the dome.
Exactly the point.
Where it
was dome resolution, 74.
7 years ago, this cow was right there, taking a squat.
Wait, it's like cows on squat.
Like
they just do it and walk forward, taking a walk.
They raise their tail. About it.
How do you know? You watch?
I've seen cows.
Cow like porn sites. Cow shiza porn.
German cow porn sites. Hota beast.
Freaky like that.
We had a horse growing up. Hard to avoid all instances of
horses taking squats.
I don't squat. That would be funny.
It seems like you know too much about this. Like you pay attention way.
He did go to an agricultural school.
Yes, I
school
did.
For people who spell things upside down.
You lost us all on that one.
You don't see all those Aggie bumper stickers?
On cars with Longhorns on them?
No. My daughter goes to Texas A&M upside down.
Really?
Yep.
Gonna need some documentation on this.
Always been like that. Aggies are stupid.
That's what all the UT people say. And then you go to A&M and it's all the UT people are stupid.
But you don't hear like Longhorn jokes. It's all Aggie jokes.
Right.
Eh. I guess, yeah. It's funnier.
Because why?
You never know. Because
it's an agricultural school, so it's making fun of the whole kind of yokel thing. And or UT doesn't have a like that kind of stereotypical. No, it doesn't have a stereotypical
farmer.
That it doesn't have a stereotypical student. Like you don't have like just some bumpkin. It's kind of which I mean at A&M.
See all the people who go to A&M's are bumpkin?
No, that's not what I said.
Is Andy a bumpkin?
No, Andy's right at the table.
That's the way the editing will be though.
And you were proud to wear that ring on your finger?
Yes, I am. It is a good school.
No, I meant like married to. No, I'm just
kidding. The ring or the college ring?
The faggy ring.
What? What?
What? I'm just kidding. The faggy ring.
Yeah.
Made out of 2-carat gold. Like, made out of steel, and then somebody accidentally sneezed in it. Made 2 carats.
Exactly.
Because of Andy. Thank you.
What?
Yeah. Andy and a blonde go into a bar.
So did you get those FC Dallas tickets?
No, yeah, I need to find out from Tristan and somebody else, and then I'll make the call.
All right.
You still in?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I have to go. I'm like required to go to every soccer venue opening.
Yeah. You went to that one.
The AAC.
Yeah, the AAC opening. Even though it was soccer. It's a pretty entertaining game if you stayed toward the end.
I had a feeling they were going to come back, and then they did, and then they won, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was funny. Like, there's no way they could play in AAC anymore. In order to have the goals, like, recessed into the end boards, mm-hmm. in the hockey end boards,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what they did, but they had to remove, like, unbolt, like, the bottom row of the stands,
mm-hmm.
and, like, cut the things. And the problem is that they still had the metal frame there that you bolted the stands onto.
Mm-hmm.
And those are sticking out into the goal. Like, what do we do kind of thing. And so what they did is they took these large, like, tuple Sterilite containers, you know, mm-hmm. stuffed them on there, and then duct taped them on, and then put towels around the outside of the Sterilite containers, and then duct taped those on there too.
Hurt yourself on the.
I guess
bolts.
I don't know, man.
Everyone pops the ball.
You run into that thing, and then seriously, like, and then you have the net that was on it, and like, I mean, if you had to remove a couple of rows just because. Ball would have hit somebody in the face or something like that if it went, because you know it's gonna stretch the net out.
Yeah,
it'd be cool.
But yeah, I mean, God, man, I don't remember how many people they had there. It's from like 14,000 or 15,000 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say they had 17 because that place seats 19, and I knew it was like a couple thousand or so below capacity.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a lot of people who have star season tickets, they wanted to buy a ticket to that to see where their seats would be and what it would look like, you know, when the season started.
Yeah.
You know, all they had to pay was, like, $30, you know, which went in their seats, like, $250
yeah.
this game, and all they had to do is pay $30 to come watch the game, a game in configuration for hockey. Normally where they would be, but yeah, I mean, that was scary considering the fact that stands were literally in a part of the goal. They had like, oh yeah, the because the goals, the frames, you know, they have that back pillar that's, you know, they have the goal here, like, the main goal here, and then you have, like, these back pillar support things, these diagonal pieces here. They had to cut those at the level where it was standing on a part of the stand, you know, something like that. So, like, I can't remember how many times the ball just, like, hit that little stand in there and just, like, ricocheted up and down into the net or whatever. It was very weird. It was dangerous, too.
Danger. Danger!
Somebody ran into that thing, yeah. Well, I know someplace in St. Louis, they had, you know, they didn't think, or they didn't have that configured with indoor soccer in mind, but they put it in there, and, like, they could push rows back underneath, they would retract. The AAC stuff doesn't. It's all hydraulics, and they can lift, and they can move it in and out, but they can't, like, take a row and push it underneath the next row.
Yeah.
Like Reunion can. Because where the concrete seating bowl is, and then they have the, you know, the pull-out seats underneath the rail, basically, on the lower bowl in Reunion, where you can push that stuff back all the way back. They kind of had that, too, but the problem is that the rail where the fixed concrete seating bowls started was literally right up against where the goal was.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and they would have, like, you know, the standard iron barricade fencing thing that's up there so you don't fall over, just like the rail. And basically, the iron railing there. And literally, that was right up against the net. So whenever somebody would score, it would just ricochet off those seats in the back and just come out of the goal, like, immediately.
Yeah.
Like, you had to, like, pay attention. And then, like, all of a sudden, you know, the ball would never stay in the goal, basically.
Yeah.
And then that was a problem. And then... basically. It's just like, bam! It's just like, whenever we would score, we'd hit it, and then it would just ricochet out of the goal, and then everybody would just go dead quiet. But even though the ball was, like, out on the field or whatever, it's just like, oh. It's very weird.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
And then they had... And then when we changed leagues, that league had 8-foot goals while we had 7.5-foot goals, foot tall, and so they had to re-weld a new goal to be 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
But in San Diego, they didn't re-weld it. They just created a 6-inch wood box that the goal would stand on. So in the goal, you would have these 6-inch tall, like, wood boards that would go all around the bottom of the net.
Yeah.
So when you scored and you scored on the ground because the keeper's out of position or whatever, it would just hit and you would hear, like, thud, you know, like, and then just thud. You know, bounce out or something like that, like, you know, like I don't know, like thud. Field hockey. Have you ever seen field hockey? Like, they have nets that have this black border around the bottom.
Yeah.
It's not a net. It's just, like, some plastic material or something like that, which I don't know why. Only because the little ball goes through the net. So, and the girls can never hit the ball high enough. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it was just, like, kicking it into a wooden box or something like that.
Well, that would have gone in, so yeah, goal. You know,
yeah, exactly.
You know.
And these guys, you know, they hit it hard enough that it, you know, ricochets right back out. It's just very odd. Net is a net, you know, it's like hockey. I mean, okay, hits an iron bar in there. But in essence, the net is supposed to catch the object or whatever, and then it's just supposed to fall.
Yeah.
And stay in the goal or whatever.
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, or soccer, you know, they have the box nets that basically, like, the ball, even hits it, the net just contorts so much or something like that, and it just pretty much stays in there.
That's like the Mike's rim of soccer. Touch it a little bit and it's like, whew!
Yeah. It looked really awesome, but yeah, these things are, like,
It's ridiculous. The bowl just comes, it's just like, as hard as it came in, it comes just as hard coming out.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what? I guess, yay.
Go?
Yeah.
It ends up hitting one of the other players and knocks him out. You're like,
go?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He got injured by the ball bouncing back out of the goal.
No.
Now if it bounces out and they hit it again and it goes back in, does that count as the second goal?
You just watch it. They use the rotating number thing. Ding, ding. You know, it's old timey.
Yeah.
Gas pumps. Bing, 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 bing. Same with that gas prices. It's like every time they spike, they never go back down to where they were before.
Well, it hits $60 a barrel.
Well, I mean, that
I'm going to start taking bets for $80 and $100 a barrel.
They've already said this is their go-to. It's ridiculous. But, like, whenever gas prices go up, they shoot up. They never return back to, everybody gets outraged and then they go back down, but they never go back down to where they were before.
Right.
And then now it's like, I think everybody's like, now it's like a year ago, $2 a gallon is like, whoa,
yeah.
Holy crap. Now, like seeing $1.99, like, oh, that's so cheap.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Oil industry's never not made more money year over year. Double negatives are easy to understand. The oil industry has always made more profit year over year.
Never made not profit.
Has never not made more profit year over year.
So they always make a bigger profit every year.
Yeah, I already said that.
Yeah.
And that is why we are in the wrong business.
Oh, have you seen like the Halliburton like TV commercials?
No.
They're running TV commercials now.
I think I've heard about it though.
Where they're like, I work for Halliburton. You know, it's like, it's just some, you know, mid-20s girl or something like that that talks about what she does and like how she keeps...
We're not evil.
Yeah. It's something like, I am Halliburton. Something like that. It's just some like unassuming 20-year-old, 20-something woman that's just like, oh, okay.
Yesterday when we were eating lunch in Austin, I think there's this guy at the table across from us who looks just like Karl Rove.
Who's that?
Bush's advisor.
Oh, right.
Bush's brain.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure he's there.
Could be.
Well, Howard Dean had done a pep rally on Saturday night, so.
In Austin?
Could be, yeah. And that's where Karl Rove got started. There's like a Democratic thing at Stubbs.
Stubbs BBQ.
No, it's not like free BSD.
Oh, so free as in beer,
not free as in speech.
This barbecue is copyrighted under.
Now you can feel free.
The First Amendment protects this barbecue.
Seriously, barbecue is not free because a lot of times it's not open source. They don't tell you what's in their rub, what's in their smoker,
what's in the sausage,
what's in the sauce, what's in the sausage.
Where's that beef been?
But if it's like, but free, like open source barbecue is pretty disgusting. It's not.
Yeah, you don't want to see how the sausage is made.
It's not as good. But you get what you pay for, which is nothing. Well, I guess you
But if you need to run like a sausage barbecue factory, then that's what you want.
Mass produced commercials.
Factory. like, just like conveyor belt and a pig standing around. And it goes into this warehouse.
That's it. I think it's just one machine. I think it just goes in the top and they just grind it up and then they put it out into a sausage.
It's like a nondescript warehouse. It just runs into you and then you hear all this on the way out. You just
meat for you and then it's just fall off.
And it's this waterfall of
hot sausage dogs. Fall.
Hot dogs.
Have y'all seen the trailer for Willy Wonka?
Yeah, you know, every time I see Depp acting like a goofball, you're like, man, that looks like it would be cooler if it was Mike Myers, or that would look cooler if it was Jim Carrey, or...
Yeah.
Like, why the hell is this Johnny Depp?
I think Johnny Depp is better than them. But walking, if they got walking, that would be awesome.
It would have been really creepy.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going for with this. I mean, Burton...
But. Don't jump in the chocolate.
Oh, don't, please. Yeah. But yeah,
it looks kind of bad.
Yeah, it does. It's just like, I don't know if Depp can really carry that.
And it looks like it's the Hollywood machine has been over it, too.
Yeah. It's a little too produced.
Yeah, very produced.
It's going to be abysmal.
It is not going to not suck.
Or to not suck.
I don't know.
Alright, I think the internets need me.